Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 6, Mishnah 2. Again, Rabbeinu Yonah's official commentary finished with Chapter 5. Right here, we're in Chapter 6. The last 12 or so Mishnahs have no official commentary, just the translation here from the book. So we have around week and a half, 2 weeks left to the show, and then we'll take our summer hiatus and come back, God willing, Mirtz Hashem, Bli Neder, with another commentary, another commentator. So here we are in 6-2 Vav Bet, talking about the voice that comes out, metaphorical or literal, whatever, just the ideas, the lesson behind it. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Bechol yom v'yom, each and every day, Bas kol yotzeis mehar chorev, a heavenly voice goes out from Mount Chorev, which is Sinai, umacharezes v'omeres, and announces and says, Oy lahem labrios me albono shel Torah, woe to them, the people, for their insulting of the Torah. What does that mean? Shekol mi she'eno osek b'Torah nikras nazuf. For anyone who does not occupy themselves in Torah, is not involved in Torah, learning Torah, doing Torah, mitzvos and chesed, is called reprimanded. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, Nezim zahuf zahav be'af chazir isha yafa v'soras ta'am. As it says, a golden ring in the snout of a pig, a beautiful woman who turns away from reason. That comes from Mishlei. Rashi explains that a person who has the opportunity to learn Torah and chooses not to is compared to a pig that has a golden ring in its snout and uses it to dig in garbage. Ve'omer, and it says, Ve'haluchos ma'ase Elohim heima, ve'hamechtav mechtav Elohim hu charus al haluchos. And it says in Shemot, the tablets are the work of God, and the writing is God's writing engraved, charus, on the tablets. That comes from Shemot. Al tikre charus, ela charus, do not read it as engraved, charus, but as freedom, charus. She'en lecha ben charin, ela mi she'osik, but Talmud Torah, because you do not have anyone who is free. Nobody is really free except someone who is busy with the study of Torah, which seems oxymoronic or contradictory, but it's not. We talk about this in one of the Parsha lectures, one of the Parsha audio bursts, rather. Real freedom is someone who can remove himself from the shackles of society and delve himself in the morals of the Torah, in the guidebook of the Torah, follow the mitzvot, follow chesed. You'll feel real freedom when you're serving Hashem and making the world better. You think you're free if you run away from Judaism, you run away from Yiddishkeit, God forbid. You're going to be enslaved to your desires. You're going to be enslaved to the hedonism, the moral corruption that is society around us. You want real freedom, real engagement in a good life. You follow the Torah, you follow the mitzvahs, you follow chesed. That is real freedom. When you follow Hashem, you're involved in the luchos, you're involved in the Torah. That's real charut, that's real cherut, that's real freedom. V'chol mi she'osek b'talmud Torah harei zeh mis'ale. Someone who's involved in the Torah, he's really free. That's a free person, someone busy with the study of Torah. Whoever is busy with the study of Torah will be raised up, as it says, Shenemar, Umimatana nachliel, uminachliel bamos. From Matana, a gift, to Nachliel, God's inheritance, and from Nachliel to Bamos, heights. And that comes from the Bamidbar, talking in Bamidbar, names of places whose literal meaning takes on significance. You could see the Gemara Erevin. Basically, the real way to make sure that we don't have, God forbid, a desecration of God's name, to make sure that we have a wonderful existence, a terrific existence, a real free existence, is to be involved in the Torah, to be involved in chesed, to be involved in aspects of your life, and aspects of a life devoted to the Torah, devoted to the ideals of making the world a better place. What is a really strong person? We learned earlier in Pirkei Avos, someone who works on himself, someone who fights his urges, who fights his desires, fights his inner workings, and tries to succeed as much as he can. Of course, we know the pasuk Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'Kam. That's a big mantra of mine. In general, a person gets up and down and up and down, but he gets up again and he continues the fighting. We keep fighting. We keep going. We keep going, trying our hardest to make sure that we stand up. So we don't want there to be a desecration to Hashem. We don't want there to be a Basco that says, Oy lahem, oy, 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 oy to them, because they're not learning. They're not involved in Torah. They're not involved in Chesed. There's no sadder thing for Hashem, kiviyachol, for the Jewish people to see all these people off the derech that are not connected to their Jewish heritage, that are wasting their lives away, doing meaningless pursuits, following the wrong paths in life, and they're in a Hindu ashram, or they're in a Christian thing, or they're in a this, that thing. That's a terribly sad thing. Oy lahem. And what can we do to get them back? What can we do to rescue them? What can we do to do our part to get them to appreciate the beauty of the Torah lifestyle? Someone who is not involved in the mitzvahs, not involved in the chesed, and he's wasting away day by day, he's wasting his time. What does he do with his time the whole day? He sits in the sudokus. Is that a meaningful existence? Is that bringing Hashem to the world, bringing the Shechina to his life, to the world? No way. Get involved in sudokus and crossword puzzles and doing nothing all day, sitting on his couch, just doing nothing but needlepoint and crocheting, and he just wastes away his time after working 85 years. He does nothing. No, if he sits and he listens to a Torah lecture, that you could do the same activity but involve it with Torah, so it's not an oy lahem, it's not an oy lo. We want to be involved in a real free life. We want to be involved in a wonderful life. Yeah, you could retire after 85 years. Yeah, you could have an existence that's not bound by the work hours, but make sure it's bound by the Torah, the chesed, the mitzvahs lifestyle. That's a real free person. That's a person that could really be involved in a wonderful existence. That's someone that can make sure that we could be proud of. That's someone that we can be involved and make sure that he's in the real work of Hashem, in the real work of what we're supposed to be doing every day on this earth. Join us next time as we talk about how you have to honor someone, even if they teach you one tiny thing, even if they teach you a letter. And we learn from a classic example of one of the greatest figures in Tanakh, David HaMelech, one of my favorite figures in Tanakh. Join us next time here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.